The following program is produced by People to People Ministries, a faith-based humanitarian not-for-profit organization. In this program, you will hear encouraging messages with principles for your everyday life. Your host is Dr. Carl Parker, founding director, speaker, and retired educator. An audio version of this program and more information about People to People Ministries can also be found online at peopletopeopleministries.com.
Hello and welcome to Reflections. I'm Carl Parker, your host, and I have a special guest with me today, Jeffrey Pierce. And we're going to be talking about waiting during the trials that we face in life. This is part four of our series that we've been doing, Trials, the Trials We Face in Life. And we can say waiting while in the trial, or we can simply say having patience while in the trial. So at this time, let me welcome Jeffrey Pierce. Jeffrey, good to see you, man.
It's good to be seen, brother. And I'm glad to be here. Thank you for the invite.
Yes, absolutely. Now, what I'd like to do is just have you take a couple of minutes or seconds or whatever you like, and just tell us a little bit about who you are and your walk with the Lord.
Okay. As Carl already said, my name is Jeffrey Pierce. Father, one child. We've been married, my wife and I, for almost 20 years. I grew up in the Church of Christ down south, converted to a different religion, one that I found was more true when I moved up here. It's been a struggle, but God has been gracious and has seen me through.
That's good. That's wonderful. Wonderful. So we're talking about the trials we face in life, and all of us have some trials. Go through.
Yes.
Wouldn't you agree with that?
Most definitely. Every day has its certain amount of struggles and things that can cause us to worry or to doubt. But God is faithful.
He is good. Well, you know, let me share this this little story that I found, and you may have heard it. In fact, it's about it's an experiment with 4-year-old children and marshmallows.
Okay.
This was an experiment where children were told by a scientist that they could have a marshmallow. However, if the child waited until the scientist returned from an errand, they would be given 2 marshmallows. Now, some of the children stuffed the marshmallow into their mouths the moment the scientist left the room, and others waited. Now, there were differences noted. The scientists kept track of these children into their teenage years. The ones who had waited turned out to be a better adjusted, better students, and more confident than those who didn't. It seemed that patience was indicative of something greater, something important in the human character. We are encouraged to cultivate this trait. So when going through trials of life, we sometimes have to wait. Now, you know as well as I do, we don't like to wait. We don't like to wait. So sometimes we have to wait, though. And why is it that we have to wait so long for things? Are there some lessons that we can learn about having patience while having trials in life? Well, yes, there are some lessons we can learn. We're going to talk a little bit about that, too, later on. But anyway, let's talk about being patient. Maybe there's a trial or a time in your life, Brother Jeffrey, where you were going through this trial, and you need to exercise some patience. Can you think back on something like that, that experience?
Well, there's been a lot. Somewhere I wasn't so patient and tried to push along in my own power and understanding, and others where I did sit back and wait. One that comes to mind is meeting my wife. So as a young man, I was, you know, doing what secular young men do. I was out looking, but nothing seemed to turn out right. And so finally I decided, I had a conversation with God. I told him, God, you're going to have to bring my wife to me, because I'm bad at picking. And so that's what he did. Shortly after, my wife reached out to me because we worked together, and the rest is history, so to speak.
Yeah.
So that's one time where I did wait, and God answered my prayer, but in his time.
In his time. We're going to talk a little bit about in his time in just a few minutes. But, you know, there's a Bible text in Romans 15, verses 4 and 5, and it goes like this. For whatever things were written before were written for our learning, for our benefit, basically, that we, through the patience and comfort of the scriptures, might have hope. Now, may the God of patience and comfort grant you to be like-minded toward one another according to Christ Jesus. Now, he is the God of patience, and he's asking us to be people of patience. And like you said, you know, you were patient enough to wait for God to bring someone to you who could be your wife. And you've been married for almost 20 years. Praise
yes,
the
sir.
Lord for that.
Yes, yes, sir.
That's good.
That's okay. Another story.
Well, you know, people are normally impatient, as you well know. I'm impatient in some areas as well, and about some things. And because we want or have been promised some things, and we just kind of want it right now. But learning patience is not easy. And we rarely get what we want when we want it, which often creates irritation. It creates impatience. And when we're in this state, it is almost impossible to be at peace with ourselves, with others, and sometimes with God.
Yes.
What do you think about that?
Well, I think it's very true. And I think that when we don't exhibit self-control, and we become impatient, and we try to force things to happen, we most of the time make mistakes because it's not right.
Yeah.
We have to realize that God is a God who loves us.
Yes,
and
right.
he wants the best for us. And so if what we're praying for is what's best for us, he will give it to us, mm-hmm. but we have to be ready for it.
Yes.
We have to be in a mind to where we can appreciate and accept the gift that he wants to give us. And sometimes that is part of the waiting.
Yes, yes, yes. And, you know, it's interesting. You know, we think about our lives, and there are things that we want, but we can't afford to get them right now, or they're not available right now.
Mm-hmm.
There are things that have been promised to us, and we haven't received them yet. And so it does create some discomfort for us, unless we're willing to be patient, even when going through difficult times in our lives. When we're going through the trials of life, we have to exercise patience. Patience. Let me give you some more Bible texts here, because the Bible is full of passages that talk about patience. Psalm 27:14 says, "Wait on the Lord, be of good cheer, and he shall strengthen your heart." Now, that's important, that he will strengthen your heart. He will give you courage, give you endurance, give you hope. And it says, "Wait, I say, on the Lord." And then Psalm 37, verse 7 says, "Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who brings wicked schemes to pass, but wait on the Lord." And then Romans 5, 3-5 says, "We also glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance, and perseverance character, and character hope. Now hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out into our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us." So here we are, tribulations, these tests, these trials are produced, they come into our experience to produce patience.
Yes, sir. God puts us in situations where he creates in us, well, he makes it so we can't do anything. And so we're forced to rely upon him. A lot of the texts that I know of in regarding to patience, it always says that God is going to do something. It insinuates that he is the one that will do things. And even when it comes to Abraham, that's one of the things that I think about is the story of Abraham and Sarah. Mm-hmm. And they were promised this gift, and it just took so long that they was like, well, maybe we need to help God out a little bit.
That's right.
And usually when we try to help God out a little bit, all we do is mess things
get
up.
In the way.
You get in the way.
That's so true, man. You know, that's a good point too, because God had told him that he would provide, that he would have a son. And we call it, the Bible calls it the son of promise. And so Abraham exercised his free will and took the suggestion of his wife, and he had a child, but that was the child of the flesh. And it's interesting, God had him wait until they could not even produce children to reveal his power, to bring him through to the point where you could have a child. You see?
It creates a faith. It creates a faith. All of us have some, but in order to grow it, sometimes we have trials that we have to go through to strengthen that faith, to enable us to get through the next trial.
That's
so
true.
We can grow some more.
Well, you know, there's another person, David. David was chosen to be king of Israel, but he had to wait 10 years to really take the throne. So he had to exercise some restraint and some patience.
Yes.
Yeah.
There were several stories of where David had Saul. He could have easily done away with him. And in our minds, you know, being humans, you know, you can kind of justify it. But he had self-control, and he waited for God to give it to him instead of him trying to take it. And he was blessed because of it.
Well, you know, the saying that he had was that, touch not the Lord's anointed.
Anointed, yes.
And so he had, you know, respect for God's anointed and did not exercise his ability and opportunity to kill Saul. What about Jacob and Rachel, the story of Jacob and Rachel in Genesis, the book of Genesis? You know, Jacob, when he first saw Rachel, he said, oh, you know, he kind of loved this woman, you know, already, you know. Mm-hmm. And he said, the Bible says he kissed her, you know, and he wanted to marry her. And he said he would work, he told his uncle Laban, I would work 7 years for her.
7 years.
Well, the deceiver, Jacob, who deceived his dad, Abraham, you know, was now deceived by his uncle. As Jacob ended up having to work 14 years. And so he had to wait. He had to exercise patience as he went through the trial, the experience, the disappointment of not having Rachel after the 7 years. And then there's a story of Joseph. You remember Joseph?
And, of course.
How he was sold into slavery, you know? And then he was put on the slave block, and Potiphar bought him, and he worked for Potiphar, and then Potiphar's wife accused him falsely, and he ended up in jail. And so for about, 10 years, jail, somewhere around there, 10 or 12, he was in jail. But then he ultimately was freed from jail and became next in line to Pharaoh, because he was able to interpret dreams.
Yes.
And so it's really interesting how people would just have to learn to wait, you know, and there's some benefits in waiting. And let me give you some. Waiting can help us refocus our attention away from the things that we're hoping for and wanting, and back to God, who has our best interests at heart. Mm-hmm. Two, waiting allows us to develop a clearer picture of our own motives and our own desires. Number three, waiting builds perseverance, spiritual stamina. And then four, waiting opens the door to developing many spiritual strengths, such as faith and trust. And then there's two more. One is 5, which is waiting allows God to put down other pieces in the puzzle, the bigger picture.
Big picture.
We don't have the whole picture. And then 6, we may never know the reason we have to wait. Hence, we learn to live by faith.
Faith.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. And if you have any other thoughts on that, you know, feel free to share them.
You know? Well, with the story of Rachel and Joseph, not Rachel and Joseph, but with Jacob and Rachel, he was deceived. But then to be so close to the object that you want so bad, mm-hmm. but you can't have it, and you have to still wait that much longer for it. That must have been quite the test and ordeal.
Yeah.
The Bible doesn't speak of him being bitter or angry too much about that swap. He just stood fast and did what he had to do to make that happen.
Yeah.
And then when it comes to Joseph, with Joseph, he interpreted the dreams for the people who worked for Pharaoh, right beside him. And he told them, remember me when you get reinstated. Well, he told one of them, not both of them. He knew one wasn't going to make it. And then to have that guy go and get reinstated in a position just as he had told him, and then he forgot about him.
Yeah.
So here he is still in the prison while the guy who he helped out is back in his position where all he had to do was lean over and say something to Pharaoh.
Yeah.
It took a dream. And again, God worked on behalf of Joseph to help him get out.
Yeah.
And so sometimes we don't know why things happen, but if we just stay the course and stay faithful, then God will bless us if it's his will.
That's true. And in all of these illustrations, the people did not turn their backs on God.
No.
You know, so the difference when we wait for God, when we exercise patience, when going through difficult times, going through trials, is not so much how long we go through the trial, but our attitude while we are going through it.
How we do it.
Yes. What kind of attitude do we have? And we can trust the Lord that he will do what is best, what is right for us. And when it's best for us, no matter how hard it is, sometimes it's important, well, no, all the time, it's important to just trust him, and to believe it. So, you know, waiting is so important. Having patience is so important. And we need to just trust God that he will bring us through whatever ordeal we're going through. And there may be somebody listening or watching us right now who is going through a difficult time. Maybe they lost a loved one, you know, or maybe they lost a job. Maybe they're sick and found out that they have some kind of disease or cancer or whatever. They're going through a difficult time, but don't give up on God. Don't lose your hope on God. Take delight in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. And this is a wonderful promise. We must remember that God's plan for us may require that we do a lot of waiting, that we exercise a lot of patience. And learning patience during this time of trial can happen as we focus on the person of God and trust that he is acting for us.
Yes.
To fret and to worry does not help. It doesn't help us get through the trials of life. So more is needed of the quiet waiting, the quiet exercise of patience and watching combined. So we want to encourage the people today. We want to encourage, and we want to be encouraged to wait and let God do his work. What do you say?
I say amen.
Yeah.
There's one other part that, if I may.
Yes.
In some cases, we want things and we pray for them, and we may even wait patiently for them, but they never come. We have to have faith that the thing that we wanted was not something that God wanted for us. Mm-hmm. So even if it doesn't come, if it doesn't end up the way you wanted it to or where you thought it was,
yes,
God's plan and his understanding is always correct.
Always.
And so if you don't get it, know that it was not meant for you to have.
Yes. Yes. That's true. Because sometimes God says yes.
No. Yeah.
Sometimes God says no. And sometimes he says not now.
Right. Not right now. Exactly. Right now.
So, but in any case, we need to maintain trust in him, trust in his ability to care for us and to provide for us. And that is very important for us to keep in mind. It's very important for me to keep in mind, you know, as I go through my own struggle, my own trial, and none of us are without trial. And so we want to be sure that as we talk to people, as we are talking on this particular platform, that people understand that we know that all of us have a trial, but the trial is for building our characters. And so God wants to build our characters. He wants to strengthen our characters. So, and he wants to make us more like him. He went through a trial, but he passed through it successfully. So
Amen.
I'm going to ask you, if you wouldn't mind just giving a brief prayer on behalf of those who might be listening or watching, and just encouraging them to exercise patience as they go through a trial.
I'd be honored to. So let's bow our heads. Dear Heavenly Father, we give honor and glory to you. And we know that you know the end from the beginning, and you have our best in mind for each of us. And so, Father, no matter who's listening, no matter where they are, no matter what is going on in their life, we pray that you will comfort them, that you will help them to stand and wait on your will, whatever that will may be, whether that is yes, whether that is no, or whether that is wait. We pray that you will give us a heart and a character that is able to do just that. And during the process of that, we pray that you will build our faith and encourage us along the way so that we may be of a good heart. So when you do give us, if you give us what we are asking for, we will be able to accept it humbly and know that it was from you. And so, Father, we ask for each of us that may be listening or watching, that you will just be with us in a special way today. And in Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And Brother Jeffrey, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to be with us today.
My pleasure.
It's always good to have a good brother or sister to spend some time with and to share the good news.
Amen.
So thank you so much for all that you do and all that you know you share with others and you do for others. You have a heart to help people, and I just want to just thank you so much for friendship and just being with us today.
Well, sir, I like to give all praise to God. If there's anything good in me, it's him and him alone. But I also like to thank all the people who have mentored me along the way. They know who they are. And God has sent them to me, and I'm grateful for them and for God. So thank you.
Amen. Amen, brother. Thank you for watching Reflections today. And I hope that you have gained a blessing as you think about exercising patience as you go through a difficult time in your life, that you will trust God to bring you through. And they may be friends or relatives who are Christ, God-fearing, Christ-fearing people who can also aid you in going through this difficult time. So may God bless you and keep you until next time. We'll talk to more about going through the trials of life. Take care.
God bless you.
God bless you, brother.
Today we must prepare ourselves with love. Today we must have faith in God above. Today we live in war, we live in hate. Tomorrow's gonna be a better day. Tomorrow's gonna dawn a brand new way. Today will only be a memory. Just wait and see.
to church and sing and pray, thanking Jesus for a better day. I know my faith in him is strong. He'll protect me from the way that's wrong. Gonna sing the praises of the Lord. Gonna keep faith in the holy word. Time to bring the children to the fold. Folds will stand up and not be bought or sold. Tomorrow is gonna be a better day, a better day. Gonna be a better day. Tomorrow's gonna dawn a brand new way. Today will only be a memory. Just wait and see. I gotta see where Brother Man is coming from. Can't afford to look and then play dumb. Gotta hear what's really going down. Can't afford to listen to no mumble sound. Gotta smell the wind of change a-blowing through. Can't afford the scent of bitter brew. Gotta feel the love of man in every heart. Can't afford to touch and not take part.
Thank you for joining us today. For more information about this ministry, please visit PeopleToPeopleMinistries.com.